Here's Outside the Box, offering a new view of the whole world. Today's topic is Keeping Immigrants Out. People are on the move. Millions from Mexico and Latin America have come to the U.S. in the past several decades, some with and others without legal documents. Thousands of African immigrants have recently moved to my state. Syrians, Iraqis, Afghanis, and others victimized by war and internal strife are clamoring to enter the U.S. and have moved to Europe in massive numbers. And Chinese, Vietnamese, Indians, Filipinos, and others from Asia are a growing portion of this country's population. Why are they coming? Almost without exception, they come because they believe things are better here than where they came from. With few exceptions, people don't choose to emigrate. Many are refugees or asylum seekers. Almost all feel compelled to come here because, as I just noted, staying in the country and culture of their birth is not a good option or may even cost them their lives. We talk about whether or not to send undocumented immigrants back, or about building walls, or making exceptions for certain categories of people, like doctors. Unfortunately, no one talks about what might be the real solution to immigration. That solution is to ensure that there is personal, economic, and political security in all countries around the world. Then no one will feel they have to leave their country of origin to live a safe, rewarding, and fulfilling life. This, of course, is easier said than done. What would we in the U.S. have to do? We'd have to share our wealth generously so that people in other countries wouldn't feel oppressed in their country of origin or see the U.S. as a better option for safety and economic opportunity. That means that we need to send a lot more money overseas to equalize economies between the U.S. and so-called developing countries. We need to stop producing and selling weapons and start exporting conflict resolution through nonviolent methods to international hotspots. We have to stop U.S. corporations from exploiting workers in other parts of the world. And our money would need to go directly to people who really need it, not to governments and heads of state, whether dictator or freely elected. Then potential immigrants can stay where they are and live happily ever after. Where would the money come from? Well, there's a huge item in our federal budget that could be redirected to address this problem. It's the $600 billion a year budget for the Pentagon. Let's do a little math on the radio. We could stop building unnecessary weapon systems, close bases around the world, and rehire our 1.3 million U.S. troops to do energy efficiency, environmental restoration, healthcare, peacekeeping, and education jobs. That would save about $400 billion each year to send to other nations to reduce the wealth and security gaps between us and most of the rest of the world. Those billions would need to be well spent, not to enrich governments and high officials, but to filter to everyone who is struggling to survive, because the strugglers are the ones who want to come here. For example, if we gave just $1,000 to 400 million people, that could make a big economic and security difference to practically every one of them. Not exactly a quick fix, but billions in foreign aid can benefit national economies around the world. With their economic and security burdens reduced, fewer and fewer immigrants would need to come to our shores. Pie in the sky? Maybe. Something that could be tried? Definitely. How do you think we should respond to the issue of increasing pressures for immigration? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing there were no desire from anyone to immigrate to this country.